AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The president is laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns this hour in honor of those who gave their lives for their country. Earlier on this Memorial Day, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, honored U.S. troops who have fallen there, as well as coalition troops who died.
We also remember more than 1,100 coalition fallen who've also lost their lives fighting for a common cause to build a more stable, secure Afghanistan as we also protect our homelands.
Iraq and Iran now pushing back against Defense Secretary Ash Carter's criticism of Iraqi forces fighting Islamic militants. He said they ran from the key city of Ramadi without fighting back. The militants now control Ramadi. This morning, a top Iranian general says the U.S. doesn't have the will to fight the militants. Iraqi officials say Carter had incorrect information about Ramadi. Eight people still missing after the severe weekend weather that killed three in Texas and Oklahoma. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The rainstorm spawned tornadoes and caused major flooding in Oklahoma and Texas. Peggy Wilborn lives in Wimberley, Texas, where hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The flood evacuee tells KVUE that she's concerned about her neighbors.
They've lost everything, their cars, their furniture, everything.
Claremore, Oklahoma fire captain Jason Farley was helping rescue people from flooding when he was swept into a drainage ditch. Fire Chief Sean Douglas said the body was soon recovered.
This is our brother, and he's gone.
The weather system expected to linger over much of the region today. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A tornado swept through the northern Mexico border city of Ciudad Acuña early this morning, killing at least 10 people, destroying homes and upending cars and other vehicles. This is AP Radio News. Today is Memorial Day, of course, but it's also National Missing Children's Day. Our Julie Walker is in New York with more on this.
Across America, more than 470,000 children are missing, says Robert Lowry with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
We tell parents, empower your children to say no and listen to your child if they're reporting something to you that made them uncomfortable because they're telling you something vitally important.
National Missing Children's Day falls on May 25th in honor of Eitan Peitz, who went missing on that date in 1979. He was never found, and a recent trial against a man police say killed him ended in a hung jury. Julie Walker, New York.
A new book written by a Michigan State University journalism class reminds us that you should never wish a military veteran a happy Memorial Day. Memorial Day honors those who died in the service of their country. The book is called 100 Questions and Answers About Vets. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.